Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Hello, hello. 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, straight up, actually, on the 26th day of August, 2015. You're tuned in to the Perspective Power Radio Network, and joining me, as he does every week, is the wonderful and fabulous David Martinka. He's an award-winning artist, and you can find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, and we appreciate his little dose of vitamin D on the program. That's right. Attitude of Gratitude, serving up your weekly dose of vitamin G. That's right, vitamin G. Haven't found that at the local health food store? Aren't sure you heard about it in your vitamin catalog, right? That's because vitamin G comes from within you. It isn't something you take. It's something you manufacture. It's something you create. It's something that you find deep within yourself. Fill yourself with it. And then the beautiful thing is you just give it, 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 give it. All over the place, to everyone and everything. Every animal, vegetable, and mineral can receive vitamin G if it is tuned into it, and every animal, vegetable, and mineral on the planet can create vitamin G if they understand what they're doing. And the only thing you need to understand about vitamin G is its gratitude. Oh, my goodness. You know, about a week or so ago, I was reading a post a friend of mine had on Facebook, and it popped right into my head. This is vitamin G, guys. This is, wow. And I mean G with just the letter G, not G like G-E-E. But who cares? I don't care how you spell it. I don't care how you define it. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. And vitamin G, like certain other vitamins, is touted. Certain other vitamins are touted for doing certain things for your body. For instance, they say, now, mind you, I am not a doctor and I am not a naturopath. I'm not an herbologist. So I'm just using examples here. Please do not take these. I just realized I'm going to say something and I want to make sure I put a disclaimer out there ahead of time. But these are things I have heard that, for instance, there are certain vitamins. I'm just going to stay away from the names of them. Certain vitamins that can help your energy, certain vitamins that can help your eyes, certain vitamins that can help your skin, and certain vitamins that can help your muscles. Well, I believe that vitamin G helps all of that. Seriously, not that I'm telling you to not take out your other vitamins. Heck, I've got a retinue of them I take every single day, all throughout the day. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and just a plethora of wonderful, wonderful natural things that work for my body. But precious little works in my body unless my mindset and my heart set is in the right focus to accept it and allow my body to assimilate it. And those words, they really ring true. They're deep. And I want you to understand why I use them. You can be around happy all day long. Seriously. Some of it's going to rub off on you. It's kind of like walking through the aisles of beauty. When I was a kid, we had a J.L. Hudson store here in town. I believe now it's Macy's. I don't know. There's just a ton of ways stores have changed names. But they had something at the front entrance on the one mall side of the store called the Aisles of Beauty. And it was just rows and rows and rows of makeup and perfume and jewelry and, oh my holy God, mostly makeup and perfume. And there were ladies that were standing there with little baskets, and the little baskets were perfume samples, and in their hands were little atomizers. And you'd walk in and they'd say, "Hi, would you like to try the new such and such and such fragrance?" And they wouldn't spray it on you, but they'd spray it in the air. And they tell you to run your hand through it. Now, if you sprayed it in the air, it smelled one way. When it landed on your skin and you gave it a couple of minutes, and they told you, give this a couple of minutes and then spray it again, like walk around, come back. And when you did, they'd say, "Would you like a sample?" Or they'd offer you the sample right then and there. So to me, being around happy is like walking through a cloud of perfume. Some of it's going to land on you. And depending on the mood you're in, because depending on your body chemistry, depended on how that perfume smelled. It never smelled the same on me as it did on the lady that was spraying it. Never smelled the same on me as it did on my girlfriends that were walking through the store with me. And it never smelled the same on me as it did on the little card. I just was not attuned to those fragrances, those energies, those pheromones, whatever it was that the notes of aroma that were coming from those perfumes. However, it's the same analogy with happy. If you're not attuned to it, if it's not something that you recognize inside of you, you can be in a room of happy. And while some of it will land on you, it won't have the same energy because you're not like meeting it halfway. So to become attuned to happy, to get yourself set up so that when you're in that cloud of happy that you walk through or you're sitting in or it surrounds you, that you can make the best of it and you can have it work for you. Give yourself your weekly dose, your moment by moment dose, your everyday dose, your hour by hour dose, whatever you want to call it, of vitamin G. Seriously, get yourself into your attitude of gratitude, get yourself into that vitamin G, and then when you're around it, it's going to feel so perfect. You're going to simply exude that amazing fragrance and aroma. That's going to do what? It's going to attract more things to you to be grateful for. It's going to attract more good, happy, joy, excitement, peace, whatever works for you when you think of happiness. It's going to attract more of it. Why? Because you have now literally polarized yourself and magnetized yourself from the inside out because of that dose of vitamin G to bring it to you. And I'm going to tell you that it works. I could sit here and cite example. Okay, I'm going to give you one. Yesterday I had a meeting with a contractor. Why? Because on Sunday it was raining in my kitchen. I live in a ranch, folks. It's not on a ranch, in a ranch house. The only thing above my kitchen is the attic. The only thing above the attic is the roof. And I'm standing there making a cup of tea on Sunday evening, and we had a tornado just several miles away, like 50 miles away to 45 miles away. 2 hours later, we get the aftermath of this horrible rain, and it just, like, poured buckets for, like, 10 minutes. So I'm out in the kitchen making my tea, and I'm refilling my water pitcher with the filter on it, and I'm hearing drip, 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 drip. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's just the water dripping through the filter hitting the bottom of the vessel. And then I realized, no, that's water hitting metal. And I looked, and water was dripping out of the corner of the soffit of my kitchen onto my toaster oven. I'm like, oh my goodness, unplug all the electrical appliances, scream for my sister to, you know, find me a bucket, and I'm sitting there with a towel trying to mop up water. It wasn't a lot of water. I don't know how long ago it had started, but the point I'm trying to make is, wow. So yesterday being Tuesday, because the show is live on Wednesdays, I had the roofing contractor here. You know, all the steps have been put into motion to fix all this. And one of the things was we needed an estimate from a roofer. Tell me what's going on up there. And as he was standing there telling me things, what he told me was not what I wanted to hear. Not what I wanted to hear at all. And I thought to myself, And I wasn't angry, but I had to talk through it to get to the other side of it. And when he left, he like backed out of the door because he could tell that I wasn't, it wasn't that I wasn't on board with it, but I wasn't knowing what my next step was. When somebody is kind of lost and confused, you know the type, you kind of wonder, what are they going to do next? What are they going to do next? So he just said, hey, look, I'm going to come back tomorrow today. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to tarp the roof, and then you guys decide what you're going to do. I'm like, okay, great, thank you. From the time he left until the time I went to bed, which were several hours, one of the really wonderful things that happened to me was I was able, with the help of, number one, talking with a friend, number two, my very strong belief system, my incredible, it's ingrained in me, to look for the silver lining, to get into the vortex of alignment, as I call it, of, okay, if this is the situation, what's it showing me, and how can I turn this into something I can see happiness? Where can I see the rainbow? How can I see this? And it didn't take that long. It didn't take that long before I was actually able to see the gratitude in things. And with that came an entire shift of my body. My food started digesting easier. My tension in my shoulders sort of released. I thought, you know what? this is all coming together. And I started to feel gratitude even for the people that the contractor was trying to point out were probably the cause of what happened. So let me explain what happens when people are the cause of something that happens like this versus nature is the cause. Well, I'm just going to let you figure that out. And I had to really understand what the gift was. And even though there might have been another contractor malfunction, what was the gift in that? How could I find the gratitude in that? And you know what? What came to me, and the words actually came as I was falling asleep last night, that contractor did the best he knew how. The fact that his work isn't holding up, that's another story. But he did the best he knew how. So suddenly I was filled with vitamin F, which was forgiveness, and forgiveness for myself because I was really beating myself up over this. I'm the one that paid the bill. I'm the one that signed the contract. I'm the one that, you know, commissioned this place to be built that I'm living in. And I thought to myself, you know what? Get into the vitamin F, do the forgiveness thing. I found gratitude in it because forgiveness is something that, for me, letting go, forgiving, moving on, that has always been major, major issue work for me. And the gratitude I got from what that contractor said to me was, number one, I have a clearer focus and direction on where I'm heading. Number two, I was able to find it in my heart to really release something I thought I had already released because this place was built like almost 4 years ago. So I really was like, wow, I didn't realize I was still hanging on to that. So I was grateful for that. And then above and but beyond all, once I actually nailed that inside of me, avenues of direction started opening up and I was moving forward again. Kind of stuck in the muck and the mire for a little while, but I moved forward. And that's what my daily dose of vitamin G did for me. That's what it did. So see, the thing that I guess I wanted that example to show you was, number one, how it worked and what it did for me with a very concrete, very real-time example. And there's another contractor coming today, and there's another one coming on Monday. I mean, it's just, why not? Open the door and let's have the march through because I need all the help I can get. I need all the direction and guidance I can get. But the other reason that I wanted to share that with you wasn't just to show you the example and let you see what happens, but to let you recognize that just because you have your vitamin G going on, just because you take it, just because you practice what you preach and you do live your life of whatever, doesn't mean that weird and wacky things in contrast aren't going to occur in your life. Far from it. But they don't happen to hurt you. They occur because they're hurting you. They occur because you've got what it takes inside of you to handle it, to get through it. I mean, babies are going to spit up on your brand new clothes. Dogs are going to leave gifts for you in the middle of your clean carpet. Cats are going to leave little wet sticky things in your shoes. And whatever, trains are going to stop you when you're trying to get someplace on time. Things are going to happen, folks. But when you've been doing your self-care, when you've been working up with your daily dose, your weekly dose, your hourly dose, whatever time frame you want to call it, of your vitamin G, it gives you the reserves to be able to pull yourself through it, to give you the opportunity to say, hey, wait a minute, gratitude. I'm going to take some gratitude right now. I'm going to get into my gratitude. Because at the moment that contractor was standing, there wasn't anything I could do about what he said, and there wasn't anything I could do about the roof, but I could do something about my inside. I could spray the vitamin G in the air, and I could walk through it. I could find it inside of myself, and I could let it come through. And that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what you can do. It's exactly what you can do. It's exactly how you can do it. It's exactly the greatest thing in the world to do is get into your dose of vitamin G and let it work for you. I promise you. I promise you. I will sign it and date it. You can stick it in the vault. It works. It works every time, no exceptions. And all you need to do is allow it. So your weekly dose of vitamin G right here on Perspective Power Radio. Every single Wednesday live at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. However, the archives are also there at PerspectivePowerRadio.com or Perspective Power Radio on BlogTalk.com. So you can go back and catch the archives. Make sure you visit my buddy, David Martinko at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net for some vitamin M, some really great music. And I appreciate you. Gee, I appreciate you.